1690 AM in Montreal.
Yo, 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 what's happening, Concordia? I hope you're having a wonderful week. You know what time it is. It is time for your community calendar here with Danny Gold for the week of March 9th to March 15th here on CGLO 1690 AM. Are you a student struggling with academic writing? Are you a confident writer that just wants some tips? Well, look no further. Concordia is offering a free academic writing strategies workshop this Wednesday, March 11th from 11:45 a.m. to 12:45 p.m. in room H771 in the Hall Building downtown. This one-hour workshop will help you plan a writing assignment, understand what your professors expect from your writing, and you can explore strategies for structuring your papers and discover new resources that will further help your studies. Once again, that is this Wednesday, March 11th, from 11:45 a.m. to 12:45 p.m. in room H771 in the Hall Building downtown. Hey, 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 come support your fellow Concordians this week in the theater department in their production titled Merrick at the Lake. Merrick at the Lake is the main stage production of Concordia's theater department this year, and it is loosely based on the life of Mileva Merrick, the first wife of Albert Einstein. The play itself is a bit more on the experimental side, having almost zero dialogue and the focus being on movement-based storytelling and design. Showtimes are Wednesday, March 11th, Thursday the 12th, Friday the 13th, all at 8 p.m. Saturday the 14th will be their matinee show at 2 p.m. with an evening show at 8 p.m. And finally on Sunday the 15th, there will be another 2 p.m. show. All this is taking place at the D.B. Clark Theater downtown in the Hall Building. Pricing will be $7 for students and seniors. It'll be $12 for admission. I hope to see you all there. Finally, I have a concert this Saturday, March 9th at 9 p.m. Come see the Space Wizards, Mooch, and King Jeterix all performing at Cafe Campus located at 57 Rue Prince Arthur. Tickets are going to cost you about $10 online and $12 at the door, but be sure not to miss this one, guys. I've seen some of them before, and they're actually pretty rad. Once again, it'll be this Sunday, March 14th.
Everybody, and welcome to another episode of Five Songs With. I'm your host, Renita Bangert, your host who tries to go to the gym and then ends up going to A&W, and it's just a repeating pattern, and at this point, I'm at peace with it. I hope you all have been having a great Tuesday so far. If this is your first time listening to Five Songs With, welcome to the show. Every single week, I play you five songs that are different, but have something in common. And in the second half of the show, I tell you about those connecting factors, and I give you some history, and maybe some music theory, and maybe some trivia, and maybe a ghost story. It's different every single week, and that's what makes it charming. I hope you're ready for this week's episode. I'm excited for the theme that I'm bringing you this week. Last week, we celebrated CJLO's kicking off of Metal March with an Evolution of Metal themed episode. I don't want to tell you what this episode is, but I am going to say right off the bat, in case you were getting like preemptively excited, it's not Metal March related, but that does not mean that I'm not going to do another Metal March related show, because you know what? I probably will. But for this week, I wanted to give you a little bit of something different. So I think it's time for us to get started. With no further ado, we are going to kick it off with Steve Lacy's track, Some.
Baby, I want some of your love, 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 your of love in your heart, but who you gonna give it to? I'm sure there's lots of guys that you see, but I swear they're not as cool
as me, as me.
Girl, I could take you where you wanna.
That is Steve Lacy's track, Some. And if you got caught out by that fake ending, don't worry, because I do too sometimes. Not this time, but the first time I listened to it, I thought it was over. And then it started again, and I was like, what's happening? It's great. Anyway, so alternative R&B artist Steve Lacy, who is a guitarist, is part of a group of musicians that is relatively small, them being musicians who have worked on a Grammy-nominated album while still being in high school. He's young but successful. He joined the band The Internet back in 2014 and made his recorded debut on their album Ego Death in 2015, which was nominated for the Best Contemporary Urban Album. Steve Lacy since then has worked on his bandmates' assorted solo releases, and he's also become a very sought-after collaborator outside of the group. He has worked with J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, Tyler, the Creator, and Vampire Weekend. He produced their track Sunflower that came out recently. This track is off his 2017 demo, which is called Steve Lacy's Demo. Sometimes simple is best. Next up, we have a track from a Canadian. This is Taurus from River Tiber.
My mind.
That's River Tiber with Taurus. How nice and soothing was that? I know I've said before that I feel like 3 p.m. should be like a time to relax. And I feel like I really facilitated that for you. So you're welcome. River Tiber is a Toronto singer. He's also a songwriter, producer, and a multi-instrumentalist. He graduated from the Berklee School of Music and released his debut EP called The Star Falls in 2013, which was then followed up in 2015 with When the Time is Right. A track from When the Time is Right, called No Talk, was sampled by Drake for No Tellin' from his 2015 album, If You're Reading This, It's Too Late, the one with that iconic crayon drawing cover art. Do you know what I'm talking about? Let's just wrap that right there before we get into it. He released his debut full-length album, Indigo, in 2016. This track is his newest release, which was put out as a single in May of last year. And I think it's lovely. It's time for us now to take our first ad break of the hour. Please do stay tuned right here to CJLO 1690 AM for more Five Songs With. I have got three more songs to play for you. We are just getting started.
Music, interviews, new releases, community events, every Saturday from noon to 2 on CJLO 1690 AM with Kelly, Sugar Nene, and Mr. Lala. We travel all around the world. Check out Beat the World every Saturday from noon to 2.
Trombonist Audrey Ochoa has achieved the ideal. Influential compositions meticulously crafted with playful liberation. After two chart-topping international albums, Chronograph Records gives you her most ambitious project to date, Frankenhorn. Audrey Ochoa combines strings, horns, and a rhythm section with electronic remixes and chamber music, boldly fused with Latin and contemporary jazz. Frankenhorn, on all digital platforms now.
Welcome back to Five Songs With, right here on CJLO 1690 AM. The provider of innovative and exciting community radio content for you right here in Montreal. That was my long ad that I did myself just now, improv'd. We are on our third song of the day, and we're going to listen to some Mono Poly. This is a track called Raw Rise. That's Raw Rise from Mono Poly, spelled mono slash poly. So not Monopoly, I believe. Charles Dickerson, also known as Mono Poly, was one of several figures who came out of the Los Angeles community of instrumental hip hop producers during the 2000s. He's originally from Bakersfield, California. He joined the record label Brainfeeder and released the Manifestations EP in 2011 and then self-released an EP called Killer Bees in 2012 that was free. This album, The Golden Skies, or just Golden Skies is what it's called, was released in 2014. And that is where you can find Raw Rise if you're looking for it after this playlist. We're going to take another quick hairpin turn to a different genre, and I am going to play you some Miguel. Do you remember Miguel? I remember Miguel. You may not have heard this one. It's perhaps not one of the most played ones from his heyday, as it were, but I think it's super fun. As a matter of fact, the word fun is in the title. This is Where's the Fun in Forever from Miguel.
to think about how it would be. Thank goodness that tomorrow's just a day away. Yeah.
That's Miguel's Where's the Fun in Forever? I love that track. And I also want to read you this. So this is me reading verbatim from Miguel's Spotify bio, because the first line is just so good. Here we go. Miguel flirted with stardom for several years prior to his 2010 liftoff as a specialist in carnal pop R&B ballads. That's some wordsmithery right there. So he's from LA's San Pedro community, and he began pursuing a music career at the age of 13. Start young. He incorporates R&B, funk, hip-hop, rock, and electronic music into his tracks. He's been compared to Babyface for one, Prince for another. You can get little bits of both in that track, I think. He is obviously well-known for the crooning, but also for his dance ability. He is quite a dancer. This is off of his 2012 album called Kaleidoscope Dream. And it's time now for our final track of the day. We're on track 5, and I'm taking you somewhere else with this track. This is techno. This is techno. So just be aware that we're going somewhere else. This track is also almost 9 minutes long in its entirety. So I'm going to play you an excerpt. We're going to close out today with Plastic Man. The song is called Ask Yourself.
Maybe
Just a little sampling of some Plastic Man for you. Did that give you some sonic whiplash between Miguel and Plastic Man? It wouldn't if you remembered what Five Songs With is like. It's just a festival of drastically different people. I hope that you enjoyed the sudden genre shift. I definitely do enjoy doing that because I like to be tricky, as we know. That was our final song of the day. And let me tell you a bit more about Plastic Man. So his style is formed out of a fusion of things. It's a lot of electronica genres, acid house, techno in the Detroit style. And over the course of his career, he became one of the most influential artists in the techno world. This would have peaked during the 90s. And it was interesting because he was so well known and influential, even while sticking to very out-of-date synth machines. He uses very old-school, simplistic systems compared to what everybody else was doing at the time. He's known for minimalist, haunting techno pieces that work just as well on headphones as they do on the dance floor and provide a very different and very interesting listening experience in either realm. So he was born in the UK, originally named Richie Houghton, but he grew up in Windsor, Ontario, and he made a name for himself across the border in the Detroit techno scene. This is from 2003. The album was called Closer, or Closer, depending on how you pronounce that word. We are at the halfway point of our show. Do you know what my theme is this week? Do not worry if you don't, because I'm about to make everything clear for you and provide you a lot of information. So please do stay tuned. We'll take a quick break right here, but come on back and we are going to talk about what connects these five songs. So please keep it locked to CJLO 1690 AM. Welcome back to Five Songs With, right here on CJLO 1690 AM, coming to you live from gorgeous Montreal. Do you know what my theme is? It's time for me to tell you what connects the five songs that we played today. So we traveled from Steve Lacy to River Tiber, over to Mono Poly, Miguel, and then finished with Plastic Man. That is quite a mix of different genres and styles of music. But there is something that connects all of them, and it's something that I'm very personally inspired by and interested in. I'm a huge fan of this kind of production. The theme for today is bedroom producers, i.e. people who create music out of their own home spaces, sometimes with very limited materials and budget, and grow their sound to create hits. I think this is really cool. I am a big fan of DIY and bedroom producing myself because I think divorcing oneself from the idea that you need a certain set of resources or a label or X amount of money to create something that is inside you that you really want to bring out is important, especially in the same age of advanced technological devices and things that we have already present in our home. If you have a laptop or even a smartphone, you can produce some really cool sounding music. And so I wanted to give you some stories of producers who started out that way. Not all of them are still bedroom producers, but I wanted to give you some inspiration, a couple of pieces of information as to the creation process of these producers, and maybe some inspiration for your own projects at home. And maybe not even musical projects. Maybe you want to get into podcasting, or maybe you want to get into basket weaving or pottery, whatever. There's a way to do things if you are inspired to do them. That's my sermon, I guess, for the day. Let's get started talking about some bedroom production. We're going to start with Steve Lacy. We heard his track Some, and I'll play you a little bit of that right now just to remind you. such a fun, funky track. All right, so Steve Lacy, we mentioned he's very young and he started producing at a very young age. He also started producing with a very small scale setup. This track, as I mentioned, is off of the album Steve Lacy's Demo, coming out in 2017, I Live in the Past. He released this album and it features six tracks that were recorded 100% with his iPhone, not even with a computer, just completely with his smartphone. He used GarageBand to make his drum loops. He used another sort of Apple plugin called iRig to record his guitars. And he recorded vocals by singing right into his iPhone microphone, just doing it like that, with the addition of a little pop filter. He called this approach the bare maximum, which I think is pretty cool. There is actually on YouTube, if you're interested in this, he did a TED Teen Talk about the bare maximum, and he called it what you can achieve when you focus on what you have instead of what you don't. So he used the simplest things, what was already installed on his phone, what he could do, and he ended up making tracks that are really fun, that hold up very well, and sound super well produced. I have some personal experience with recording off a phone as well, and I can say you can get pretty far just with what you have in your hand in the era that we live in right now. I think this is really inspirational for young producers, but not even for young producers, for anyone who wants to get started and is not sure where to start. I think if there was anything that was more motivating than knowing that you already have everything in your hand to kind of start building tracks, getting an idea of what you want to do, and start putting out music, I mean, there's no time like the present. I think that's very inspirational. Obviously, Steve Lacy has gone on to be a Grammy-nominated producer, has worked with huge artists, is no longer a bedroom producer. But this album and his earlier work, a lot of which is recorded out of homes, got him very, very far to start with. So I thought that was a good starting point. All the artists we have today have different kind of scales of bedroom studios, because I want to talk a little bit about how to also build up a studio. But I thought that was a good start. We'll start little and portable, and then we'll move along. The next person we're going to talk about is River Tiber, our Toronto friend. And that was his new track, Taurus, that we listened to, which I'll give you a clip of right here.
Change my mind. Change my mind. Even.
I like that one. It's so peaceful. And River Tiber has done some really cool stuff. I will say right away, he has been studying music his whole life and is, you know, he went to Berkeley and all that kind of stuff. He's quite young. I think he's in his early 20s. And he has done some great work and managed to collaborate with lots of other musicians, Bad Bad Not Good for one, and a number of other people out of his home studio that he's built. I wanted to talk about River Tiber because he also exemplifies something that's very cool that comes with being a bedroom producer, which is the freedom to remain unsigned and put out music. You don't have to be tied to a label. He's done a lot of work as an unsigned artist, using the power of the internet to put out his music. He's on Spotify and just kind of soliciting collaborations that way, which is really cool. I think that's a very interesting, independent way to do it and to break out of a system that is often quite harmful to young up and coming musicians. And he also talks a lot about the value of having a studio setup that is completely your own. I got information on River Tiber's setup from a Vice article in which he talks about his home studio, which has obviously grown to be fairly expensive over his years, featuring a lot of different equipment and setup to record acoustic instruments. He says it's very important to have a safe space musically where you feel like you're allowed to experiment and try new things and bring in different sounds and work on stuff sort of as a student of music at the same time as you're producing music. You don't often get that chance when you are in a paid situation where you have an hourly booking at a recording studio and money is just running away every minute that you're in there. If you've made yourself a home space, there's just a lot more comfort for one, and also room to try weird things. And as we know from music history, sometimes the weird one-off things are what really cement you in the public consciousness. So it's important to give yourself room to try those things. And River Tiber is a great example of that, and has risen and is still rising to more and more visibility because of that sort of philosophy that goes into his music making. He continues to experiment and try new things, continues to train his voice, and is gaining more and more recognition, of course, thanks in no small part to Drake, but also on his own merit. So I think that that sense of being free to create is a really important part of the musical process. And you might get more of that in a bedroom setting than you would in a professional sort of label-driven situation. Food for thought. Our third song we listened to today was Mono / Polly's track, Raw Rise. So this is a super different track genre-wise to what we have listened to already this week, and I put it in for a lot of reasons. One, maybe the biggest one, was to kind of give you a showcase of the different kinds of sounds you can make as a self-directed producer. You can make a huge variety of music out of your home space or your little whatever setup you have. And Mono Poly also takes advantage of what we were talking about just now with River Tiber, which is the ability to be experimental as a musician. Often his music defies genre within the electronica world, and you'll find in album reviews of his work that often there's some trouble trying to figure out what exactly the genre is, which I think is actually kind of cool and can be a benefit. He plays with ambient sound. He plays with different synth effects. He tries sort of bringing in noise and then bringing it down. And it's a whole bunch of different things coming into the same track, which is a really cool thing that I think speaks again to the value of being unsigned and doing your own work on your own steam. You don't have to actually fit into a genre if you're the one who's determining your own marketing scheme and what you want to put out to the public. That obviously leads to a lot of challenges. And I think if maybe you're trying to monetize your productions faster, falling outside of the norm can be a little challenging when it comes to the search engine sort of era that we live in. But on the other hand, if you're producing because you have something you want to express, or you just want to learn and put stuff out there and see if anybody connects with it, being able to do this kind of thing is a huge benefit. I don't think that there's anything wrong with being a student at the same time as being a producer of music and giving your sounds to the public. And I think everyone we've listened to today exemplifies the incredible value of that. Plus, it's just fun. And we should all have fun sometimes, I think. It's time for us to take our second break of the hour, but please do stay tuned. I want to talk to you about Miguel, and I'm going to talk to you about Plastic Man and give you a couple other hints as to how you might begin to build a home studio if you're interested in putting some of your own sounds into the world. Please keep listening to Five Songs With right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
If you ask why is
Montreal's
construction taking such a long time, the inhabitants answer,
so that its destruction cannot begin.
Listen to Multiple Taps Tuesdays from 4 to 5 p.m.
Only on CJLO.
Le Rendezvous de la Francophonie is an annual celebration that promotes the French language, heritage, and its many cultural expressions. Let's celebrate from March 1st to March 31st, 2020, across the country. Discover the RVF 2020 online newspaper at rvf.ca. Take part in many activities in your region and enter our national contest for a chance to win cash prizes or a trip to Switzerland. For more information, visit rvf.ca.
Welcome back to Five Songs With, right here on CJLO 1690 AM. We are talking about bedroom producers today and all the joy of making your music in your own little tiny space. I am a baby beginner bedroom producer. And so listening to music that has been created on the smaller scale and has gone out to the world, hearing the variety of genres that you can produce and seeing how much fun people have just playing with their setup really gives me hope and inspires me for my own little corner studio that's super, super tiny because my bedroom's also super tiny. But you know what? Good things come in small packages. So I'll keep you updated on how that goes on my end. If you have liked the songs that you were hearing this week, by the way, you can find them on my Spotify playlist for the show. That's the number 5 songs with, followed by an ellipsis. I update it every single week on Spotify. So if you wanted to hear the songs that I played today in their entirety, or if you wanted to download them and add them to your inspirational playlists, please feel free to do so. But remember, they are only up until next Tuesday, and then it's going to get refreshed. And if you wanted to get in touch with me about anything else, you can find me at the number 5 songs with everywhere on the internet. Everywhere being Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or 5songswith@gmail.com. I do not have a TikTok or a Snapchat or whatever. Is there other things now? In any case, I'm on the internet and I love to hear from you. So let's continue on. The fourth song we listened to today was Where's the Fun in Forever from Miguel, and I'm going to give you a little clip of that as well. Love that song. It's so fun. I'm actually not going to talk to you about Miguel himself for this track, as you might have guessed so far. I'm talking about the producer who put this track together and recorded with Miguel, a producer by the name of Oak Felder, who is very well known in the production world and has done a lot of hits for pop stars. He also is a big proponent of the home studio and is very adamant and enthusiastic in expressing that you don't need much equipment to do a good job of producing a track these days. He works out of a home studio. Obviously, at this point in his career, it's expanded to include many things, but a lot of his production starts on a very stripped down scale. He says in an interview with The Verge that all you really need to create good music these days is a laptop and a pair of headphones and maybe an internet connection, but honestly not even that. You can start making beats, making tracks, and making good pop songs just with a laptop that has a digital audio workstation installed on it and whatever one you want, even a free one like the program Audacity, for example. You can make good tracks. This track, Where's the Fun in Forever, I included because I wanted to talk a bit about imperfection. I think when we start producing things for ourselves, if we don't have what we view as the tippy top of the best technique or the very, very best technology in our little home spaces, we maybe feel like we're not going to be up to par or we're not going to make music that sounds good enough. But I think we forget about the value of imperfection in music. I think a lot of us, when we listen to songs, kind of love the human elements that come into them. We love live bands, even though the tempo kind of varies in their recorded tracks because it sounds alive. Or we love a vocalist for the vocal cracks that you hear in their performance because they sound human. And I think that is an important part of production as well. Even if you're making a track, if it sounds like there was a human touch, it's more accessible on some level to your audience. And so I think this track is a fun example of that, in that when the vocals for Where's the Fun in Forever were recorded, it was Oakfelder and Miguel recording. They were in Jamaica and they did not have any rooms they could use, so they recorded out on a deck. And when they went to review the vocal recording, Felder says there's a lot of environmental noise that came into it. You can hear leaves rustling. You could hear ambient noises and the wind. And instead of worrying too much about cutting all that stuff out to make it sound technically perfect or quote unquote clean, they kept it in because they thought it added an energy to the song, a subtle vibe that is different and that could never be captured again because that was a moment in reality that happened and those sounds were really there. So you would never be able to produce something quite like that. I think that's kind of a cool philosophy. Embrace the imperfection in your own sounds. That's what makes you you. That's what makes your work you. And as a bedroom producer, that is a core part of your persona when you start producing. Speaking of that, we're going to move right along to our last song of the day, which was Plastic Man's Ask Yourself. And here's a little bit of how that one sounded.
Those aren't voices in your head. They're just the echoes of your indecision. Don't ask me. Ask yourself.
That's another Canadian friend, Plastic Man. So he has won 3 DJ awards. And he is often credited with reviving Detroit techno. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, it was even when he was using older synths and out-of-date technology that he was able to create revolutionary, revitalizing techno music. His album Closer, which is what this song is off of, from 2003, was produced with minimal gear out of an apartment in New York. He programmed the drums using old analog drum machines, and he used a sort of relatively inexpensive old sampler to record his loops. The synth sounds came from an old synth, one or two old ones, and he incorporated his voice into the record and used a pitched down, you hear it in this track very clearly, a pitched down lo-fi effect, which he then put next to atmospheric recordings that he took with, again, a super outdated like 80s era recorder. So it was all made out of really lo-fi equipment. And the result was something that completely changed the face of techno in that region. He went on to become pretty legendary. So even if you don't have the latest equipment or the best microphones or, you know, the ability to capture crystal clear, perfect recordings, you could still create something really, really cool. So I don't think that should hold you back at all. I hope that this week's lineup of songs has inspired you. If you've had something that you've wanted to make creatively and have been kind of afraid to put out in the world for whatever reason, I'm definitely somebody who is afraid often to put things out in the world if they're not good enough. But I think we need to embrace just the joy of creation. And so this week's Five Songs With was all about finding that inner motivation to work on whatever personal project there is in your life that you want to bring to the forefront, and to get inspired and to embrace the Steve Lacy philosophy of bare maximum. Whatever you have, what can you make with it and how can you blow it up and send it out into the world? That'll be this Five Songs With sort of personal mantra for the week, and I hope you've enjoyed it. We are an hour older and five songs wiser now, and I am so happy to have had you with me for this past hour. If you liked Five Songs With, please do tune in next week at 3 p.m. EST right here on CGL 1690 AM, and I will have another five songs and another theme for you, and we can all learn and laugh and maybe dance together, and it will be great. Until then, please do get in touch with me at the number 5 songs with on my social media and at gmail.com, and have yourself a wonderful week. I'm going to leave you with some examples of other bedroom produced tracks that I really like. I have Jasmine from J. Paul, and then I also have a remix of In Your Eyes, which is a Bad, Bad, Not Good track featuring Charlotte Day Wilson. And the remix is by bedroom producer No Such Thing. Until next week, have a wonderful Tuesday afternoon.
From the middle, and I know you